Hey everybody, this is Peter O'Rullian. We are live with OEM TV at ESL1. Right now behind me, you see an active session of Counter-Strike being played. Throughout this, you're gonna hear these guys go nuts as there are kills and all kinds of great gaming going on. We're here today with Craig Levine, and we're gonna talk about esports, we're gonna talk about ESL, and we're gonna talk about the ways that Microsoft is working to bring esports to everybody. Craig, thanks for some time today.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, listen, I think a lot of people understand what esports is, but there are areas, I think, where they maybe don't. So let's just start at the highest level. Tell us a little bit about this phenomenon that is esports.
Yeah, so esports is basically organized competitive play with the biggest games in the world. We find that there's sort of an appetite from the fans. It starts with how to learn to get better. And out of that is kind of developed sort of established teams and players clearly recognized by the community about who's the best. So esports is all about sort of that spectator experience and fandom of rooting on your favorite players, your favorite teams, and your biggest games. And here in New York, we've got the best 8 teams from around the world in Counter-Strike battling it out for $250,000. Just trying to see who's going to be crowned champion.
And they're going crazy behind us because it sounds like there was just a kill.
That's it, round over. So they're clapping for their favorite team here, and they're totally engaged and into it, just like traditional sports.
And it's evolved, right? It does have teams with real corporate sponsors, players who have sponsorships, and they go and they tour. They talk about esports. They have fans that follow them, just like they do any other sort of entertainment celebrity, right?
Yeah, I mean, the players here are rock stars. It's one of the most interesting things. You know, esports is about community, right? So much of what gaming is about, sort of in that DNA, that social fabric. So the top players here are literally rock stars. Hundreds of thousands of followers on social media. We'll set up signing sessions for fans in the arena, and there'll be lines that wrap around the concourse. So there really is a complete celebrity element to this, and it's part of this new generation of entertainment.
Yeah. Now, I think there's sometimes misconception in that some people may think that it's really focused on hardcore games or only certain form factors. Talk to us a little bit about what you see with esports evolving for different technologies that may include things like VR or touch-enabled devices where gamers can get in and participate with titles that may be less what they would consider core titles.
Yeah, so gaming, right, has been around, you know, for 20-something years for PC gaming. And I think what's been so interesting over that is to sort of see out of that this evolution. And most recently, right, it's been new genres come on. So MOBAs were born out of RTS. Digital card games kind of came out of that. So more and more we're seeing new types of games help attract a broader spectrum of players and fans. And with that, it's natural that technology will continue to be the next driver of that. So for us, even here in New York, virtual reality and AR, we think is extremely interesting. Probably going to take another 5+ years to sort of have your first esports title. But we think it's great to create access. So if you're at home, how does it feel like you're in the middle of a team huddle with Fnatic or center stage with 7,000 other fans around you? So I think that's the first step of how we see some of those new AR technologies, but certainly starting to bleed in beyond that from a competitive and play-based experience. Touch space is another interesting one. Hearthstone was the first game in our minds. Mobile had sort of been around since, the first release, 6-8+ years ago. And now to finally see this new generation of titles, Vainglory, Clash Royale, all sort of coming out with this as a new input device is also really interesting for us. So we're seeing traction for esports and competitive gaming that specialize towards different communities, and this broader spectrum, in our opinion, just helps bring in new fans.
Right. One of the things that I'm really impressed with as I've gone around and looked at this particular event is it's not a trade show environment. This is really fandom. And I love how, as you've gone around the various partners you have here, they're actually showing technology that gamers care about. We were talking about VR. I know that we're actually here with you with some of our partners like CyberPower PC. And they've got a VR setup there, and it's really giving gamers an opportunity to get their hands on and experience that in a way that feels more fan-centric than it does like, here, go buy something, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's unique about our events is we're creating just that. It's that whole fan experience over the course of a weekend. So through that, our audience wants to learn more about technology. They're early adopters. They're interested in this. They're driving decision-making. So with all the hype and interest around AR, it's a great opportunity for everyone here to get to go hands-on with something that they might might have seen or read about online. So it just really adds to the overall experience here because it's so natural to have those extension points of technology as part of our event.
Well, let's talk a little bit more now about ESL in particular. So, you know, we've talked about esports all up and a little bit about ESL One, but help us understand ESL as a going concern because you're global, right?
So ESL, we're the world's largest independent esports company, meaning we don't make games ourselves. We work with a wide spectrum of titles. So every big or small title, we try to touch and start to develop the competitive ecosystems about. We're about 500 employees all over the world, and we hope to continue to make amazing experiences like this all over. So for us, it's really a global footprint that's sort of a unique identifier and our ability to work with all different titles across all different platforms.
Right. Now specifically, there's some things that I think are interesting that we're doing together, right? Very specifically, we're here with you. We've got some space here. We're showing some Alienware rigs. We're showing some CyberPower PC rigs. We're showing some experiences there and even some titles. And that's all really, really great. But there's a deeper relationship we're in, isn't there? Like one of the things we've announced is Arena for Xbox Live, which is a tournament sort of platform infrastructure. And I think we're doing some things together. Talk to us from your perspective a little bit about the synergies you're finding with Windows as a gaming platform and the work we're doing with tournaments.
Yeah, so I've always been a PC gamer my whole life. Grew up playing on Windows, don't know anything else. And I think starting to see sort of that storyline redevelop and commitment is super exciting. And not just from a marketing side, but from a platform perspective. So with Xbox Arena now, being able to create an easier entry point for people interested in competitive play to participate. So it used to be you had to go to a website and register an account and click all these different buttons just to see if you were any good at game X on a Sunday. So now with the partnership through that integration really, being able to streamline that experience, we think we'll start to open more and more players up to this fandom around it. So, you know, they'll compete, they'll see how they do, they start to want to learn a new move, see what a pro did, emulate it, and one day end up at an event or maybe even on stage themselves. So just starting that customer journey is really important, and that platform level lets us do that like no other.
Yeah, we're really excited about the partnership. I'm going to ask you kind of a blue sky question here, but I'm interested, since you're on the front line here a little bit, what do you think is next? I know you can't predict the future, but you're so close to like this movement, which is really kind of growing so rapidly. What do you see? What do you anticipate?
Yeah, I think for esports as a whole, you're going to continue to see new game titles being developed with competitive play in mind. And that's really important for us to start to develop a healthy pipeline of communities and titles to sort of celebrate, again, sort of this culture of gaming. And through that is ESL now, trying to work with more titles, create more amateur opportunities, pushing the envelope with more of these big events around the world, and just try to lead the conversation with what you hear of esports. So looking forward in a couple of years, we see esports on every screen, whether that's digital or mobile or linear, that's out there with different types of content celebrating the stars and culture around this. More of these big events around the world, more people coming in. We're seeing, you know, year over year increases at our events, expanding that global footprint, and literally just trying to build fans all around the world is sort of our mission.
Yeah, I know for us, we think a lot about the fact that everybody's got a little bit of gamer in them. We grew up playing games. I know it sounds cliche, but everybody has a little bit of a competitive itch. So part of what we're trying to do on Windows is create opportunities for people to be involved. Not everybody's going to be able to be on the main stage and win seven figures, awesome as that might be, but everybody wants to participate a little bit. So I love the fact that you guys, like, kind of embracing the idea that a lot of gamers want to participate, and on the platform side, that we're trying to scratch that same itch.
Yeah, I've always said the best thing about games are actually playing games.
Yeah, right.
As simple as that sounds. So trying to deepen sort of our relationship with the customer and just attract more people to this is really, really important to that.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
you. It's been great talking to you. This is Peter Aurelian. I've been here with Craig, and we've been talking about esports and Windows and the great synergies we have in driving this forward. Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care.